And we do have one speaker card, but we will, although we didn't have agendized, but it's not a problem. So we have Margie Kay. So if you could come to the podium, please, and it'll be 3 minutes. Thank you.
Thank you. By the Elkhorn Slough. My brother and I farmed for a few years, a little over 1 acre, back in the late 1970s, so I do understand many of the challenges for growing and soil erosion in our area there. This year, because of all the storming and the rain, we had a major problem with silt and water coming onto Elkhorn Road, and now we have an area of Elkhorn Road from the Elkhorn Slough Reserve Gate, main gate, to Walker Valley shut off. The road has disappeared. It's gone. There's a lot of strawberry farms just above it, and so we have a problem. There's also a farm that the silt filled in the culvert under Kirby Road to get to Kirby Park, so you cannot get to Kirby Park anymore from Elkhorn Road. The gates are shut, and people are just walking in. The road is going to collapse because of the culvert problem underneath the road. So what I'm asking from you is to work with Monterey County to find out what we can do to avoid this in the future. We know that there's a lot of the steep slope farms in that area with the sandy soil, and it's been a problem for years where the silt and the water comes down on the road, and we have a problem, but this year we've lost roads. I don't know how many millions of dollars it's going to take and when it'll get fixed, but it's affecting all the growers in the area. The transportation can't get through. Everybody's got to go miles out of their way because of this distance that's now shut down. There's concrete barriers blocking the road, Elkhorn Road, so cars cannot pass through. It's that dangerous. So please, I think your staff might have already been out there to look. I don't know if you've gotten a report. I was doing surface water sampling collection yesterday, and it makes it more difficult for us because some of the area we can't get to. So asking you to work with Monterey County to figure out what can be done to avoid this in the future. I don't know whether it's changing the land use, you know, restricting some of these steep slopes, making better retention ponds. I'm not sure what the solution will be, but we need something. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Kay, and I'm going to be asking Mr. Robertson. Do you know if we have been aware of this, and can you comment?
So I'm getting the signal from Chris Rose, our Irrigated Lands Program Manager, that we are aware of this.
Yes, Mr. Robertson. This is Christopher Rose, Irrigated Lands Regulatory Program, and yes, we visited the site yesterday. Okay. Okay, sorry, Monday. Sorry, the days are mulling together.
They are. We'll be following up on this too.
Okay, so it is now well within the radar screen, right?
Yes, we have a clear signal.
Okay, perfect. So thank you very much for taking the time and bringing this to our collective attention here. I'm glad to hear that staff is already working on this, and certainly Elkhorn Slough is a soft spot in our mutual hearts. So thank you for bringing that up. And Mr. Johnson?
If I can just make a quick comment. I know from talking to folks in Santa Cruz County Public Works that at times when there are erosion issues dealing with agriculture, it can be very frustrating for the county public works because they have limited ability to have any consequences for noncompliance. And at the same time, I think the counties are kind of often reluctant to involve us in sort of what they see as their turf. But I think that it might be worthwhile to talk to Monterey County Public Works. It allows us to be the bad cop in a sense, because we do have some enforcement and penalty ability when people really aren't doing what they need to do in terms of preventing erosion that the counties don't have.
Yes, Dr. Hunter. Thank you.
And also to staff, where in the stormwater program would this come up?
I'm sorry, what was your question? I was writing.
That's okay. Where in the stormwater program would this come up?
Where in the stormwater
program?
I don't think I can answer that question because I don't run the stormwater program.
I was going to suggest, actually, that this come through the irrigated lands program.
Right.
I don't want to jump ahead too far. I want to confer with Chris and staff who've done the inspections, though, to ensure that we understand the source and then apply through that.
I understand, and from Ms. K's comments, land use predominantly falls from ag, but I would also, as you are in communication with the county, also look at any of the roads that are under the county's maintenance or management and erosion issues.
Right.
So that would
right.
be another, right. I think, another bucket to look at.
We know from Santa Cruz County, as you point out, that roads are a source of sediment too, not just, well, I'll leave it at that.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
So to be continued, and perhaps then, you know, down the road, I think it would be good practice to also provide a little bit of feedback to Ms. Kay, since she took the time to come here, so that way she knows also where we are, you know, when the time is ripe for giving feedback on any actions taking place. So thank you very much.
Thank you.